the old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Greatness of this.
How do you not like this?
I don't know. Well, we are just about done here for today. Big Dick Hunter is out there somewhere.
Yes, we have arrived back in Las Vegas. Do you have me, Hardline?
Yes, we do.
Yep. We were in Vegas, you know, until Saturday, and then we left yesterday morning to go to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, and now that no one has slept, we've driven back to Las Vegas to broadcast before we head home. You know, they continue to surprise us there, and at 8:10, we're going to tell you all about our visit. This time, we got our own butler, Sir Edward, and he was running around tending to everyone's needs, and we got on the air. And I made reference to how it just seemed like they really hadn't overlooked anything. And I mentioned to Dennis, you know, yeah, we got everything we could possibly need in the suite that we're staying in. And he goes, when you go back to the room, open the nightstand drawer. So I did, and there was power tools in there. I guess in case anything needed repairing.
Right.
Yeah. So they really did think of everything.
What kind of power tools?
A couple of battery-operated drills, like Black & Decker. I mean industrial size.
You say drills or dills?
Drills. Yeah, but you're not far off, though, either. I mean, they really, really thought of everything. We had our own house and our own suite that I stayed in that was sort of co-joined to that. Everybody stayed up all night having good conversation. Bob Zamuda showed up about 3:30 in the morning, friend of ours. Everybody had everything they wanted. Place was totally open to us.
Turley Air Force okay? Amy?
Yeah, here's the thing. Sika. And I've got to talk to Turley about it. Sika did actually come up on the show, oddly enough, for some weird reason. Turley, I've kind of packaged. I haven't talked to him about this yet on the air, but Turley totally wrecked himself Saturday night, just drunk, smoking, losing his voice, just all hung over. And I have a theory that he was so tense about what was going on Sunday night at the Bunny Ranch that he purposely did himself in so that he would basically just kind of sleepwalk through the whole thing.
Now, how far is Vegas from the Bunny Ranch?
About 8 hours to haul.
Did he go?
Oh, yeah, he finally got to go.
I would just be like, oh, I know he was allowed to go, but if I were Turley, I would just been like, you know what, I'm hanging out in Vegas. I'm not going to that.
Okay, see, that's the ridiculous part of it, is that his wife was about to think it was a better idea for him to stay in Vegas alone, where Saturday night after the fight, our hotel lobby was full of hookers, rather than go to the Bunny Ranch with all the rest of us.
Where it's a safe whorehouse.
Exactly. It's government regulated. But they were, you know, it was really cool because Turley called me and told me that Bob Zamuda had just walked in the door. And this was like 3:30 in
now
the
who's
morning.
That?
That's Andy Kaufman's buddy.
Yeah. So I went from my room where I was staying, and I went back down to the parlor, and I walk into the parlor of the Bunny Ranch, and there's Bob Zamuda, but there's Turley spread out across the red velvet sectional with a cigar going and just kind of taking up space. It was great. I mean, he stayed true to his marriage, but he still had a hell of a time just talking to hookers.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words. Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two... You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Dump that. Dump
All
it.
Right.
Done.
That's it.
Two dumps.
Nice going. Way
two
to go.
Dumps.
Way to go.
Idiots.
Ruining it for everybody. Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thanks to you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have the top 10, followed by Big Dig's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Oh, dude. Meeting's over. They were inseparable from the time Pete was a year old. He was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
This is The Ticket.